I had an interesting non-relationship with the Beatles in my early years because I'm one of those people who fell in the cracks. People 10 years younger than me had parents who listened to the Beatles, and people 10 years older than me listened to the Beatles. But I was barely 10 years old when the band split up. Certainly, I got to know their music as a lot of music students do when I was in college. And you start, you know, when you're hanging around the dorm room, nobody's sitting around playing Beethoven symphonies. We're sitting there, but you start saying, and what about the White Album? And what about Abbey Road? And if you check this out and this, you know, because you start looking at it from the, not just the point of, it's not a song you heard played at your prom. It's a song that amazes you with the compositional brilliance that goes into it. So happy 50th anniversary to Sgt. Pepper's. And, you know, it's, I love that album. I particularly like Day in the Life, which is, I think, one of the, you know, one of the deep tracks that has a lot of aficionados.